In Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Please listen to me. But we have this treasure in the jar of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carry the body, the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over the death of Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal soul. Before Pastor Scott is going to give a sermon, today's service is going to be in English and translated in Mandarin. If you need, 今日嘅正道係用英文同埋係翻譯係呢個國語普通話。如果你係需要聽廣東話嘅，我哋有翻譯係需要用耳機嘅。如果你有需要用一個耳機嘅，唔好客氣，請舉手，我哋嘅招待會俾你一個耳機。 Okay, Pastor Scott is going to give us a sermon for today. The title is Death to Live.
He is risen, amen.
他已经复活了, amen.
We had a wonderful time on Friday, Good Friday, as we saw sort of in picture the whole last night and the death of Jesus.
我们在星期五晚上有一个很好的时间，我们一起来看各个不同的景象，这耶稣最后要受难的一个景象。
But 3 days later, this morning, he rose from the dead and conquered death, and we have new life because of him. Amen.
Amen. 但是三天之后，就是今天早上，他复活了，因为他的复活，我们有新的生命。Amen.
There's a famous song that we sing a lot of times in the English service, and there's a phrase in the song that goes like this. It says, He trampled over death by death.
在英文部我们经常唱的一首歌，那这首歌里面有一段歌词是他借着死亡战胜死亡。Amen. Amen.
The death of death in the death of Jesus Christ. You catch that? The death of death in the death of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的死亡当中，死亡本身就死了。Amen.
Now.
Amen.
You know, there was a pastor, about 60 years ago, in the area of Romania, which was under communist control.
在大概60年前，在罗马尼亚，在当时是共产制度底下，当时有一个牧师。
And his picture should be on the screen. There it is.
他这个是他的照片。
Richard Wurmbrand was a pastor, and he was thrown into prison for 14 years simply for being a pastor in the communist regime back under the terrible dictator Stalin.
在当时在那个斯大林的手底下，他因为他本身是一个基督教的牧师，他就被关在监狱里面关了14年。
Now, many of us could not contemplate being in prison for 14 years under terrible, and I mean terrible conditions.
大家都没有办法想象，在监狱里面14年接受到这个很悲惨的一些待遇。
Now, Wurmbrand, he endured beatings, tortures, years of isolation, solitary confinement.
在当时呢，他在监狱里面14年忍受了监狱里面他受到的一切的待遇。
He fought starvation and he fought the disease tuberculosis.
他当时他为了他自己的救得到的这个的生命上面的救赎，也他有肺病。
He saw all kinds of other prisoners die around him.
他也看到他身边所有这些在坐监的人。
The question is, why would God allow a pastor, a servant of God, to be thrown in prison for 14 years and allow him to suffer for so long?
所以问题就是说，神为什么允许一个神的仆人在监狱里面忍受这些的刑罚，忍受了那么久？
Can you imagine, simply because you are serving God in a church, the police coming in here, grabbing you, throwing you in prison for 14 years, simply because you're a Christian.
你可以想象你们在教会里面侍奉，就有警察跑进来，把我们抓了，丢到监狱里面14年，就单单为因为我们是基督徒。
But Wurmbrand, he understood something about the Christian life, And he goes on to talk about it after he got out of his prison.
但是这个 Wimbram 这个牧师呢，他了解身为基督徒的意义是什么。那在他被放出来之后，他也跟大家分享。
That to be united to Christ in faith is just not united to this wonderful resurrection that we enjoy, but it's also united to his suffering.
在跟我们在信里面跟耶稣基督联合，不仅仅是在复活的时候跟他联合，我们也在他的死亡上面跟他联合。
Now I'm going to come back later to what Richard says about his imprisonment, but let's look at our text for today.
我们等会会再讲讲他当时出来的时候的分享，我们先看看今天的经文。
Something that I want you to get, and it's the title of my sermon, is that we must die to live. If we want resurrection, we must die.
这是今天的经文的主题，就是我们必须要死才能够得到生命。
Look at what the Apostle Paul writes here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们看看，保罗，使徒保罗在哥林多后书第四章这边第四章第七节这怎么说
？The Apostle Paul he's extolling and praising the wonderful, amazing gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他在这边，他在宣扬那个神的耶借着耶稣基督所带来这个救恩是多么美好的。
He says in verse 7, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God." And not to us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Something Paul realizes that we as human beings, we are simply lowly, common clay jars.
这是圣保罗就说，我们所有的人呢，我们仅仅只是很低、很卑微的瓦器。
We have nothing good in ourselves to offer God. We cannot earn our salvation.Because God is holy, He's perfect, and we're rebels.
我们没有任何东西可以来供给神的。我们没有办法来自己提供自己救恩。我们没有任何东西是可以放在神面前的。
And what Paul is saying, because he's a Christian, because he believes in God, God has given him the Holy Spirit to indwell him and give him that resurrection power in a jar of clay.
在这边保罗说的是，因为耶稣基督的救恩，所以神耶稣。神界的圣灵来到他的心里面，因为耶稣自己，所以他可以得到这样一个救赎里面带出来的能力。
And this is what the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about.
这是耶稣基督的生命，他的生，他的死，以及他的复活所带来的。
Offering to sinners, which we all are, salvation through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross for all of our sins.
他在十字架上面的死亡，带给所有的罪人，愿意相信他的罪人，带来给我们。
And Jesus calls us to repent of our sins, accept the fact that we are sinners before a holy God, deserving of judgment. But Jesus Christ came and gave his life for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we would have new life.
我们在这个圣洁的神面前，每一个人都是罪人，但是耶稣基督自己给我们他的救恩，让我们可以得到这个救恩，来到神的面前。
Listen, if we are to be honest about our bodies, we've got to admit we are extremely fragile.
如果我们自己愿意承认的话，我们自己每一个人的身体都是很，很脆弱的。
You may think you might work out a lot, you might run a lot, you might be in sports, you might think you are super healthy.
你可能觉得你自己很健康，你说你也运动，你也去操锻炼，那你也做任何的那个体育活动，你想你很健康。
But you know what? One little bacteria, one tiny microscopic germ, can get in your beautiful, wonderful, muscular body.And kill you pretty quickly.
你知道吗？一个小小的病菌，一个你看不到的微生菌，可以进到你的肌肉系统里面，甚至可以让你死亡。
We don't know if the next breath we breathe will be our last breath.
我们都不知道我们下一口呼吸所呼的气是不是我们的最后一口呼吸。
We are so messed up if we're honest with ourselves. We're messed up spiritually. We're messed up physically.
如果我们自己对自己诚实的话，我们就知道，我们不管是肉体上面，或者是我们属灵的状况，我们都是很糟透的。
We're just a little fragile jar, a clay jar that is in need of something stronger than us.
我们都只是那很容易破碎的瓦器，我们需要有更有能力的来到我们里面。
It's only through the power of Jesus Christ, believing in Jesus Christ, His death for us, and when we do that, we receive God Himself, the Holy Spirit, to indwell us and actually give us power now.As a jar of clay to live a life pleasing to Him.
我们唯有认识也相信耶稣基督，相信他的死跟他的复活，他带来的能力，这个圣灵的能力才会到在我们的这个脆弱的瓦器里面显出他的能力。
Now look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Paul says we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed.
第八、第九节，我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被打击；打倒了，却不致死亡。
Now I know I have some of these clay, well, I don't know if they're clay, maybe porcelain urns in my office that Miss Kathy used for one of our rooms here in the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah, 这个在 Pastor Scott 教室里面有我们这一次这个每一个房间里面装饰里面有一个是用瓷做的一个器皿。
And now if you happen to go crazy in one of these rooms on Friday night and picked up the urn and you just decided to be a little evil.I don't know if you're thinking, and just tossed it. It would definitely just shatter into thousands of pieces.
如果你星期五啊，你到了这哪一间房间里面，就拿起一个东西随便乱砸的话，这些瓷器很容易就破碎成千万片。
But when we have the Holy Spirit, God Himself indwelling this jar of clay, no matter what happens to us, no matter how much this clay jar breaks, God will never allow our soul to suffer.He has saved us in Christ, and He will bring us home.
但是当圣灵的能力进到我们这个脆弱的瓦器的时候，就没有任何东西可以使我们的这个瓦器再破碎，因为他的能力已经在我们的当中。
We are persecuted in our life. We feel all kinds of weakness and diseases. But you know what? Jesus Christ has saved us, and He's promised to never leave us nor forsake us.
我们在这个世上受到任何的破坏，受到很多疾病各样的攻击，但是耶稣基督他应许我们，他不会离弃我们。
Here's my point this morning. If you want to experience Christ's resurrection power, not only in the next life, which we have to believe in Jesus, but if you want to experience His resurrection power now in this life, you have to, of course, give your life to Christ.
所以今天在这边很重要的一点，我们要经历耶稣基督这个复活的能力。我们这个复活能力不仅仅是在将来的永生里面，而且是今生要经历这个复活的能力。我们必须要先把我们的生命主权交给耶稣基督。
But you've got to realize that in this life, every single day, we have to die to ourselves to experience resurrection. We have to face death every single day to experience God's resurrection power.
而且我们也要知道说，在今生我们每天所过的日子，每天我们都要经历这个死，才能够经历这个。耶稣基督这个复活的能力。
When we first placed our faith in Christ, and many of us can remember that day, that was the day that God killed our sin, killed our old person, and created a new heart in us and a new life.
我们很多人都记得我们决志受洗，决志信主的那一天。在那一天，神就把我们的老我，把我们本来的我给处死了，但是也给我们了一个新的生命。
But since we're not in heaven yet, and we haven't met Jesus face to face,At that time in the future, we will be perfect. We will be perfectly glorified bodies. We won't fight sin anymore. But that time hasn't come yet for us.
在有一天我们跟主面对面的时候，那一天我们就不再会受到罪的任何的辖制。但那一天我们就完全没有罪。但是那一天还没有来到。
We still are in this sin-cursed body. We're still in this sin-cursed world, and we still fight all the effects of sin and disease and suffering and pain. We still fight these things.
但是我们还在这个被罪所咒诅的一个世界，以及在被罪所咒诅的身体当中，所以每天还是在跟我们心里面、跟我们身体里面的罪、跟所有的疾病来征战。
And here's the thing, and here's what we're going to see: God is going to purposely throw all kinds of affliction and trials and temptations in our way. Why? To get us to experience Christ's resurrection power.In our lives,
so we 要知道说神刻意的把很多的不同的遭遇遭难放在我们的身上，为的是什么？为的是要我们来经历神这复活的大能。
Many times daily, we have to die to ourselves, kill our own sin, give our lives to Christ, and we have to rely on Him for His power.
所以在我们每天的生活当中，我们要对付我们自己的罪，要经历他复活的经历他复活的大能。来使我们有个新的生命。
See, we love coming here on Easter Sunday, and a lot of times we like to dress up and look really nice on Easter Sunday, our Easter best, all jazzed up. And some of you look very nice, I have to say.
我们常常都很喜欢在这个复活节主日，大家穿得很体面，然后一起来教会，就穿上这个最好的衣服。那今天的确很多人都穿得挺体面的。
We love embracing the resurrection. We love Easter egg hunts outside. We love giving candy. We love flowers. And these are beautiful things. It is life. Easter resurrection means life. We think of springtime. It means life. We should celebrate life.
那在复活节的时候，因为也是刚好春天来到，很多人都喜欢在复活节那天一起来庆祝主的复活。那也有，当然还有剪彩蛋啊，各样的活动。
But in order to get that life, we must go through death.
但是要经历那真正复活之后的生命，我们一定要先经历死亡。
We must embrace death.
我们必须要拥抱这个死亡。
We embrace death, the death of ourselves when we first put our faith in Christ.
我们拥抱着死亡，就是当我们认识，我们一开始把我们的主权交给神的时候，我们就先做了这件事。
And we need as Christians today to embrace death and suffering every single day of our lives, so that we rely not on ourselves but on Christ.
那所以每一个基督徒在今天我们这个世上的生活，每一天我们都要拥抱这个死亡，所以我们不是只是在经历，我们不是在我们的罪里面，而是我们可以经历这个复活的能力。
Remember what God says in James, the first chapter of James. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you face trials of various kinds, because God is working for His glory and your benefit.
在雅各书第一章里面提到说，我们在患难中要喜乐，因为神借着这些当中来显出他的荣耀。
Jesus, before he rose from the dead, had to go through the cross, and we saw it Friday.Just how terrible and how agonizing it was.
我们在星期五晚上也看到，耶稣在死之前，他必须要先上十字架。我们在星期五也看到说，这是一个多么残忍、一个痛苦的一个经历。
And if we are a believer in Christ,
如果我们是耶稣基督的门徒、信徒
，we will taste and feel some of that agony in our life, some more than others, but we will taste it because we will.Follow in the footsteps of Christ.
如果我们是他的门徒的话，是他的信相信他的人的话，我们在今生，我们就会来经历耶稣基督所经历的这些痛苦。
Jesus tells his followers that you will suffer.
耶稣也告诉他的门徒说，你会有苦难。
Following Christ does not mean Disney World every day.
跟随基督不表示每天都到迪士尼乐园。
Following Christ does not mean Easter eggs every day.
跟随基督不是表示每天都是来拿复活节彩蛋。
You know, and I've preached this before, but I have to preach it to myself. We suffer more when we don't expect to suffer.
那 Pastor Scott 以前曾经讲过，今他也对自己讲话，我们经常是在我们受苦难的地方，是我们不期望我们受苦难的。
We need to learn to embrace suffering.
我们必须要来学习拥抱这个受苦。
When we are in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, and all we see is darkness, we must know that the Good Shepherd is right beside us.
当我们在经历死荫的幽谷的时候，我们必须要学习，也知道说，我们的好牧人就在我们的旁边。
Now, some of you are thinking this is not a very happy Easter sermon.
很多人讲说，怎么今天讲的不是一个很高兴、令人高兴的一个那个复活节主日讲道
？I'm not saying it. The Apostle Paul is saying it. Look at verse 10.
并不是我说的，是使徒保罗说的。我们看第十节。
Paul says, "Always catch this. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies."
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Do we relish the fact that we have been given a gift to suffer as Christ suffered?
那我们有没有想到说，我们已经得到了这样一个恩典，这个恩赐，这个礼物呢，就是跟耶稣一样来受苦。
Because being united to Christ's death means it's a way and it's God's means for us to get out the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Our suffering brings light to others and it shows Jesus and His glory.
当我们在跟耶稣基督联合之后，耶稣。他会借着我们身上所受的苦难来带出耶稣基督的福音。
When you or a loved one has cancer,
当你或者是你所爱的人有得了癌症
，If you have been sexually or physically abused,
当你曾经被性或者是在身体上面受到别人的迫害
If a loved one has died,
如果你所爱的人死亡,
if you have lost your job,
如果你失掉你的工作,
if you have been mocked and harassed because you are a Christian,
因为你是基督徒被人家迫害,被人家嘲弄,
if your spouse has abandoned you and left you,
或者是你的配偶已经离弃了你,
if your parents have abandoned you,
或者你的父母离弃了你,
if you have been in jail,
或者你曾经下入监牢,
if you have a physical or mental illness,
如果你有身体或者是心理上面的疾病,
if you have no money,
如果你没有钱,
you are experiencing in any of these death,
你就在经历有任何这一些经历你就在经历死亡,
but you know what,
但是你知道吗,
Christ experienced all of these things 100 times fold at the cross where he died for you.
但是你知道当耶稣基督在十字架上为你而死的时候他所经历的是超过这些的百倍。
God knows we have all sinned.
神知道我们都是有罪的。
God knows the curse of sin that affects us all.
神也知道说这个罪所带来的咒诅对我们的影响。
But Jesus Christ, he took all that pain, he took that sexual abuse upon himself.
那但是耶稣基督自己却把这一切都承担下来。
He took that spouse leaving you, that sin against you, he took it upon himself.
他把你的那个配偶离开你的那个罪，他也承担了。
He took that mental illness of yours and took it upon himself.
他把你那个心理上面的疾病，他也承担。
You lost your job, you have no money, you were in jail. Jesus did all that and took upon himself that sin.
你失掉了工作 你没有钱你任何的事情耶稣基督承担了。
And everybody turned their back on Jesus Christ. Everyone, God the Father turned his back on his son so that we would have new and eternal life and be forgiven for all of our sins.
当每一个人都转面不看耶稣甚至连父神都转面不看他的时候他承担我们所有人的罪。
Without the cross, we are lost.In our sins and our depravity, and we have no hope.
如果没有十字架的话，我们就在我们的罪跟我们一切过犯当中灭亡，我们就永远没有希望。
But for those who are in Christ, no matter what we go through, we have eternal hope that God is with us and He will bring us home.
但是有耶稣基督在我们心里的人，我们不管我们经历任何事情，我们都在耶稣里面有盼望，而且我们知道耶稣。会带我们回到天家。
If we believe God is sovereign, and He is,
我们如果相信神是那有带有主权的神，而神确实是的。
Every bad thing and good thing that has come into your life is from the hand of God.
那任何我们生命当中所经历的，不管好事坏事，都是出于神的手。
But for those of us who are in Christ, just as Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God.
但是如果我们相信耶稣基督的人，相信神的人，就好像罗马书第八章告诉我们的，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Let's look what Paul says in verse 11.
我们看保罗在第十一节怎么说。
For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested.In our mortal flesh.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Are you catching this?
你有知道这个在讲什么吗？
We are always being given over to death in our lives for Jesus' sake.
我们这活着的人是常常为耶稣被交于死地的。
Now, if you're a Christ follower and you really haven't experienced anything too terrible in your life,Let me give you some encouragement.
那如果你是耶稣基督的跟随者，那你在生命当中还没有为经常为耶稣基督受到一些困难的话，让我给你一些鼓励。
It's coming.
哦，你还没有受到困难的话，我给你一些鼓励。那这个困难快来了。
Do you like that encouragement?
你喜欢这个鼓励吗？
Oh, but it gets better.
哦，它会越来越好。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, earlier in the book.
我们看看提摩太后书的第一章。的第八、第九节。
Look what Paul says here about his. This is the great apostle Paul.
啊，这边是伟大的使徒保罗这么说的。
For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired. despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead.
第八、第九节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死了。叫我们 不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
You see, to those without Christ, there is no forgiveness of sins.
要知道说，那些不知道、不认识基督的人呢，他的罪不会得到赦免。
An eternity in hell is what awaits those apart from God.
在黑暗地狱里面的永恒，在黑暗地狱里面，就是在等着他们的结局。
Here's the great apostle Paul. He was despairing of life itself.The sentence of death.
那当时这边伟大的使徒保罗在生命当中所遭遇的这么大的苦难，他甚至连活命的指望都没了。
But Paul is saying, I'm focusing on myself.
那保罗就说，因为我只注意到我自己。
I rely on God who raises the dead.
保罗说，我不靠自己，我只靠那叫死人复活的神。
God's resurrection power is not seen simply coming to a Sunday service.
所以神这复活的大能并不是只是在一个主日清晨的一个崇拜当中显现。
God's resurrection power is seen when we are in our darkest hour.
神这复活的能力是在我们最黑暗的时候显明出来。
When we feel like we are also in the garden of Gethsemane.
如果当我们觉得我们也是在客西马尼园的花园里面的时候。
When we are asking God, where are you?
当我们在问神说，神啊，你在哪里？
We can identify in some ways to Jesus when he said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们可以了解当时耶稣在那边所说的，神啊，我父啊，父啊，为什么离弃我？
Jesus felt every pain you did, infinitely so.
耶稣在永恒当中经历到我们每一个人所经历的苦痛。
But for the Christian, God has...And he will never ever leave us.
但是对基督徒而言，神不会，而且永远不会离弃我们。
God will never leave us. And even though life seems dark, resurrection is coming.
神永远不会离弃我们，即使我们的生命或是生活看起来是在黑暗当中，但是复活的能力马上会来临到。
Resurrection either figuratively in this life, where God brings you through a trial, or it's definitely coming.In the next life.
那这个复活的能力也许是在这个地上是一个形象化的 来临或者是在我们永恒当中这个复活能力一定会显现。
Can we say with Job, the Old Testament saved, Job 13, chapter 13, verse 15.
我们可不可以像约伯第十三章里面这么说的
Though he slay me, I will hope in him.
他必杀我，我虽无指望。
Whatever comes into your life, you feel like God is slaying you. Can you say with Job, though God takes me out, I will hope in him.
这边这个翻中文的翻译也许不是那么跟英文翻译有点不一样。我们可不可以像约伯所说的一样，他必杀我。虽然我们在困难当中感觉好像神离弃我，但是他说他必杀我，我还是仍然会有指望。
If we are to be more effective for God in this world,For God to use us to spread His name, the wonderful name of Jesus, sometimes God will bring us through a death experience.
我们在这个世上，我们要经历，我们要走耶稣基督要我们所走的道路。有时候我们会经历这些苦难。
God will bring all of us through the refining fire.
神会让我们经过水火。
To burn away our selfishness.
要烧掉我们所有的自私。
Our wrong thinking about God.
我们对神一些不正确的想法
so that we can come out in the end more in love with God and more desiring Him above all else.
所以我们最后神塑造出来的我们是会更爱神，会更像神
and more resting in God to provide the power and not from ourselves.
而且是更会依靠神，而且安息在神里面，依靠他所带来的能力。
And again, remember what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10.
我们看，也不要忘记，保罗，使徒保罗在哥林多后书第二章十二节 chapter 12.
Chapter 12, verses 9 and 10.
第9、第10节.
This is Paul talking about his famous thorn in the flesh. I've got a thorn in the flesh. It's bothering me.
这是保罗提到的，大家都听过，他的身体上面有一根刺。
We don't know what that thorn in the flesh was.
我们不知道这个肉体上面这个刺是什么。
But it was bothering him. It was agonizing him.
但是会，这的确非常影响保罗。
And this is what Paul said. God said to him in verse 9, But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
第九、第十节，这个保罗在这边所说，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好像基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。”
Whatever your weakness is today, boast in it. Because that's where God's going to show His power.
不管你的软弱是什么，你可以夸你的软弱，因为在你的软弱当中，神的能力就显明，就让你刚强。
And ask God to use your weakness to bring the gospel to others.
而且求神用你的软弱来把他的福音带给其他的人。
Now let's go back to our pastor friend in the communist reign, Richard Wurmbrand.
我们回到我们刚刚一开始提到的这 Richard Wurmbrand 这个牧师。
He spent years in prison, horrible years in prison.
他经历了很多年在监狱里面一些困苦的日子。
But you know what? Countless men in prison came to faith in Christ because he never stopped sharing the gospel in prison.
但是因为他在监狱里面从来不停止来分享福音，所以有无数的人在监狱里面认识神。
And listen, he went through trials. He had all kinds of doubts and depression and diseases, but he never gave up his faith in Christ.
但他在监狱里面，他经历到所有的影响，所有的挫折，所有的伤心，各样的经历，但是他从来没有失掉他对神的信心。
Jesus Christ never let him go. Jesus Christ was always walking next to him.
耶稣一直都在他的旁边，从来没有。
Many of us, if we thought we went to prison right now, we'd be like, "Ah, God hates me."
也许我们当中有人，如果现在要我们下监的话，然后我们就会说，神厌恶我。
I'm not calling anybody. The printer wasn't working. My sermon's on my phone. Just to let you know.
对 ，Pastor Scott 不是在打电话，因为他的楼上的印表机不 work， 所以他是的讲道讲章在他的手机上。
Many of us think that going to prison would be the worst thing. Maybe God wants you in prison. Have you ever thought about that?
很多人会也许不想下监，但是有没有想到说，也许神就是希望你在那儿？
We know it's suffering, of course. We know it's not easy, but God ordains all things.
但是我们当然知道说这是痛苦，这是很不好的一个经历，但是神却允许这些事情来发生。
Listen to what Richard says about his time in prison.
我们看看这个 Richard， 他当时在。他想说他在监狱里面的时候，他对他自己的形容。
He says the prison years did not seem too long for me.
在监狱这些日子呢，对我来讲不是太长。
For I discovered alone in my cell that beyond belief and love, there is a delight in God.
所以在这个当中，在 delight and love,
beyond belief and love, there's a delight in God.
在他的信心跟爱之外呢，他在里面也经历神。
A deep and extraordinary ecstasy of happiness that is nothing like nothing in this world.
这个很深刻的这个爱跟这个喜乐是这个世上没有任何东西可以相比的。
And listen to this. He says, when I came out of jail, I was like someone who comes down from the mountaintop.
他说，当我离开这监狱的时候，我好像是有人从山上开始下山了。
I came down from the mountaintop.Where I was able to see for miles around the peace and beauty of the countryside.
那我好像从山上往下，我可以看到这个几里外这个很美的一个乡村乡园。
And now he returns to the plain, he says.
那我回到这个原野。
So he said his prison experience was the mountaintop experience of his life. And if you read his biography, humanly speaking, we say, how could he say that?
所以在他的经历属灵经历里面，他在监狱里面是他的属灵经历的高峰，但是从人的角度来想说怎么可能呢？
And then he came out of prison and he said I came back down to the plane to normal life.
他当他出监了以后，他说我好像下到这个一般的田野，就回到一个平常的生活。
Do you remember the old story, the Old Testament story of Joseph?
你还记不记得在旧约里面提到的约瑟？
If we only see a small portion of his life and we don't see the big picture,We think, boy, Joseph, he got it really bad, right?
我们如果只看约瑟他的生命当中的一部分的话，我们可能会想说，这约瑟这个生他的生命真的很糟啊。
Joseph was sold into slavery and in prison for years.
他被卖成奴隶，他在监狱里面待了好几年。
But God resurrected him out of prison and actually put Joseph what second in command in Egypt.
但是神却让约瑟从监狱里面被救赎出来，成为埃及的宰相。
And Joseph provided salvation for the people.
那约瑟对他的家人以及其他人提供了救赎。
You see, when we're in the midst of suffering, we can't see the resurrection.
在我们经历苦难当中的时候，我们也许没有办法看到救赎。
If we simply focus on the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross, and we don't look at the resurrection, we feel doom and hopelessness.
如果我们只看到克西马尼园，只看到十字架，我们没有看到复活的话，那我们就会觉得很悲惨。
But because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
但是因为他活着，所以我可以面对明天。
So what if you went to prison?
那如果你到了监狱？
What if you're stricken with a disease?
或者是也许你受到一些疾病的感染？
What if your family is dysfunctional?
或者是你如果你的家人家庭关系很不好？
These things are all terrible. They are not easy.
这些事情都很不好，而且也不容易来处理。
This is why it's called suffering.
这是为什么？这是一个苦难。
But look at what Job again says in chapter 1.
那我们看看约伯在第一章里他怎么说的。
And he suffered more than any of us.
他比我们任何人所经历的苦难都多。
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
他说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。”耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Can you say that? Can you say in the roughest moment of life, "Blessed be the name of the Lord"?
我们可以在我们遭遇最生命当中遭遇最悲惨的状况底下的时候，仍然说耶和华的名是应当称颂的吗
？Now look at what Job's wife says.
我们看约伯的太太怎么说。
And his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak."I've never said that to my wife.
Me neither.
Shall we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
第二章第九第十节这边，他的妻子约伯的妻子就对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧？”约伯却对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样，哎，你。”难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
As we know, Job suffered incredibly. And he asked God, "Why am I suffering?"
我们知道说约伯他当时经历很多的苦难，而且他问神说：“为什么我要经历这些？”
And basically, you know what God says to him: "Who are you to speak to the Creator?"
那你知道当时神对他的回答基本上就是：“你是谁，竟然对你的创造你的人来这么说话
？”God is the Potter.We are the pot.
神是陶匠，我们是陶土。
But we know from God's revelation to us in Scripture, God is always good, and He's always working good.
但是我们知道说，从神自己向我们的显明，他神是美善的，而且他永远都是美善。
This is why He sent Christ to redeem us from our suffering, to redeem us from our sin. That's He loves us and He wants us.
神爱我们，这是为什么他差遣他自己的爱子耶稣基督，让我们可以从罪里面，可以从苦难当中被救赎出来。
So let me end with this final passage from Romans. When we're down, we see no resurrection. Go to Romans chapter 8.
当我们在经历苦难，我们在最低谷的时候，也许我们觉得没有盼望的时候，我们可以回到罗马书这段经文。所以我们用这段经文来做结束。
Let me just read it for you.And then Deacon Sam can read it. What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also bring with him graciously give us all things. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, he was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation, anything will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书第八章三十一到三十九节，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
How do we receive the resurrection life, the new heavens and earth that we will receive when Jesus comes back?
在新天新地的时候，耶稣基督再来的时候，我们会来领受到这完全的复活的生命。
One day there will be no more pain, there will be no more tribulations,There will be no more suffering because Christ will rule and we, the church, will rule with him.
在有一天耶稣基督再来的时候，他会掌权，我们整个教会都会跟他一同掌权，那时候就没有苦难，没有眼泪，没有痛苦。
All Jesus is saying to you who don't know Christ, he's saying, come. Come. Come.
对，我们当中还不认识耶稣基督的，耶稣基督对你们的呼喊就是来。来我这里，来。
Come in repentance of your sins and come in faith to Christ that he has provided your salvation on the cross.
他说来认你们自己的罪，来接受耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们所流露出来的爱，来领受他的恩典。
Won't you come today?
你今天愿意来到他的面前吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our most gracious Heavenly Father,
我们恩带有慈爱的我们的天父。
God, as we're about to see here in this picture of baptism,
当我们要来见证这个敬礼的时候，
we are going to see the death that you had on the cross as you went down under judgment for us, and then you were raised again to new life.
我们看到死亡，这个死亡是你当时在十字架上的死，而你经历这个死亡，你也战胜这个死亡。
And God, just as these baptismal candidates will go down under the waters of judgment and come back up to new life as a symbol of what you've done in their heart, Lord.
主，当我们这些要受浸的姐妹，当他们进到水里面，经历这个审判所带来的死亡，而又起来跟你联合的时候，
I pray, Lord, that there'll be not a person in here.Who will not know the power and the new life only that can be found in Jesus Christ.
我们真是盼望在座的每一个人，没有一个人不知道说这个新的生命 唯有 经由耶稣基督所赐 才能够领受得到。
Heavenly Father, draw many to yourself today.
主，我们真的求你今天就吸引众人来到你的面前。
In your precious Son's name we pray.
奉你爱子宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.